Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for December the 13th, 2025. I love this question. It comes from a lady in the Midwest. That's what she calls herself, a lady in the Midwest. And I think that's pretty cute. And I enjoy people's cleverness with themselves. Anyway, she asked this question: why does God allow for war? And of course, you know, my warped sense of humor gets involved in this. And the war that is going on in this world is the war going on inside of each of us. We are a part of every war, every skirmish, every everything. We stand in the darkness of ourselves. It's our shadow side. And it all has to do with the idea of self-preservation. And that's all it really means is self-preservation. But normally we just don't understand that. We can't reconcile that in our minds because we have the how great thou art mentality. We think we're pretty smart and that we wouldn't want war and all of that. But when we are making war, Linda, with our elements, with the elements that live inside of us, right, wrong, good, bad, the shame that we feel for the way we have lived out of the ruthlessness of self-preservation, then we have all of these issues, these problems that go on within us, and we don't deal with them. Most people don't deal with anything that is substantially important and brings significance to their life. It just doesn't happen with most people. And the reason being, they're not interested in, shall we say, putting themselves out and dealing with their life the way it needs to be dealt with. And that is through consciousness, the dealing of understanding the depths of ourselves through silence, meditation, inner work. We just don't do that. We like to live in the noise of our mind, the noise of our thoughts, the self-righteousness of our thoughts and our beliefs. And so in living in such a manner, we create for ourselves a path that spreads to the world. Everything you do for those around you, however you treat them, spills out into the world. Jesus put it this way, you know, about how we deal with the lesser people, the people who are seemingly lesser than ourselves. And when we are unkind to those people, when we think we're better than them, you know, homeless people, people who aren't very bright, people who take advantage of situations and create ugly conditions within this world. Those kinds of people we look at and we look down at them and say, you're the problem. But, you know, the antidote to war is ourselves, and we're all a part of it. So when you and I are serving the greater cause within us, the greater goodness, the real virtue of our heart and our soul, that is when something of the other shore begins to arise within us and we begin to understand the nature of love. We begin to appreciate the art of love. And that has nothing to do with the fleshly part of us. It has to do with how we live in ourselves, how we posture ourselves in love. This is a very difficult idea for most people because they only have their brain and their body that they think of as themselves. So they don't do much with who and what they are. So the war that you see in this world, all the wars, there is no peacemaker in political terms. And I know everybody wants us to think that, you know, politics can do it, but it really can't. You can't change people's hearts. You can't change their human heart. If their human heart is set on vengeance and pride and the insanity of killing another person for the sake of their own self-preservation, you and I are not going to change that. We're just not. That is a trait and it's stuck in their craw and it doesn't change. What does change? How I live within myself. Do I find peace within me? If you find inner peace through silence, if you can live in the quietude of the heart, you will find that everything changes for you and maybe some of those people around you. You realize the state of a real goodness that lives within you, that it's beyond the precepts and the concepts of intellectual beliefs and assumptions. In that very beautiful place inside of us, all of us, the light does shine. And Linda, if you're willing of that light, you're willing to work on yourself, willing to see how you have made all this possible through your aspirations, your beliefs, what you think is right and wrong, through your morality, through what you may think of as what's fair and just. When you can drop all of that and just let love live you, just allow it to have its will and its way in you as a means for living, that is when you start to change the ebb and flow of not only yourself, but maybe those around you that might be susceptible to your kindness and your compassion. If you can do this, which any one of us can, we find a simple manner of spirit that brings about kindness and love. We begin to understand the nature of our heart and actually the nature of life itself. And we no longer put ourselves through the hell of thinking that we are lesser or more or all that other crazy stuff that we go through. We begin to see the nature of love as it lives within us as the presence. Yes, you see, there is a presence within us all, and this presence is something very, very important. It distinguishes us from our insanity. This presence that lives within is realized. It is not something you make up. It's not an affirmation. It's not a denial. It's not trying to make ourselves believe in something we're not. When you can clear the decks of your emotionality a little bit, just a little bit, when you can clear your idea and your ideals of right and wrong, good and bad, when you are no longer interested in your own self-preservation, when you can really understand that, that is when something begins to change. What is that something? We enter into the goodness of our nature. We enter into virtue. And that in and of itself removes us from the collective unconscious and puts us in a position to serve humankind in such a different way. It's all in serving humankind, not through hate, not through vengeance, not through pride, but through love. Linda, this is a lot probably for you as a Midwestern girl, as you put it, and I think that's pretty cute, but my answer is my answer. I don't know what else I can say to you that would help you, but this is really what it's all about. And maybe, just maybe, if you're willing to take that step beyond being a Midwestern girl, maybe even beyond just being a girl, and start to live your life in the beauty, in the freedom of the heart, the authentic heart, you'll find something amazing happening. And in that amazing moment in your life where you realize, I am not what I think. I am that which is. I am that presence. Once you really understand that, then something of the other shore can happen for you. And you'll see things in a totally different light. Just something I found for myself. I hope that helps you, Linda. And thank you for your beautiful question. And please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you all for listening. Be back tomorrow.